Your baby loves you now, so don't make her blue now. You better start being true now. I'm telling you why, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come.
Good day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this show. But it's being recorded live. It's a Friday afternoon. Nice and warm outside. And in the background is Somebody Like Me, Eddie Arnold. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. My name is Peter Pastor, and I'll be your host for the next 58 minutes on a show called Listening Lyrics, where basically I do a little bit about, just take a different subject and play some songs around it. But mostly I'm interviewing a guest. And speaking of that, last week I had Antoine Barbeau on, and that show went out live over the year, but unfortunately the recording of it didn't hold, and we couldn't replay it. So for those who were looking forward to that, I apologize. The reason I'm playing Eddie Arnold, Somebody Like Me, you'll find out in a little bit. I'm taking some songs from the 60s. Most of them are one-hit wonders. And the show's called Where Are They Now? What happened to some of these people that made it big? Now, Eddie Arnold, of course, was a huge star back in the 50s, probably one of the top country artists. And I'll talk a little bit more about how he fits into our first song that we're going to sort of peek into. And that is The Letter by the Box Tops. Now, if you're not familiar with it, you will be when you hear the song. And I'll play a snippet of it for you. There you go. And I'll play that in a little bit. But in order to fill you in the background a little bit about The Letter, the Box Tops, they were an American rock band formed in Memphis. Music combined elements of soul music and light pop. Their records were a prime example of the style made popular by Moman and Penn at American Sound in Memphis. The Letter was written by Wayne Carson. Now, he was a country musician, songwriter, and record producer. He played percussion, piano, guitar, bass. He did it all. And he wrote this song along with a song Neon Rainbow and another song that became a huge hit for him. And that was Always On My Mind, and that was recorded by Willie Nelson. He was in Memphis, but he returned to Springfield and met up with promoter Cy Simon. And together they pitched songs for years without success until Simon's friend and producer, Chet Atkins, took a liking to a tune called Somebody Like Me. Eddie Arnold loved it. He called Carson and said, I'm going to record this, but there's something missing. And the writer said, well, what is that? He said, it needs another verse. Do you have another verse? So the guy said, of course I do. He made it up while he was talking on the phone. Now, the bassist for the and that's the reason I played that Somebody Like Me, because it's the same guy who wrote it that wrote the letter. The bassist for the Box Top virtually vanished from the pop music scene after he left the Box Tops. He rose in the ranks of classical musicians, playing in many symphony orchestras, including back in Memphis Symphony, and in ballet and opera companies while attending university. During this period, he also did background music for a number of people, including Eddie Arnold, Dionne Warwick, Isaac Perlman, Van Cliburn, Isaac Hayes, the list goes on. Cunningham studied music at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with Roger Scout. And, you know, the interesting thing is he played in so many symphonies, but for several years, There was a group, like a mini symphony, that would go to the White House to play and perform when visiting artists were coming or important dignitaries. And he was always in that group with his stand-up bass. So listen to the bass as you're listening to the Box Tops, The Letter.
For an aeroplane, ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
The Letter, the Box Tops. Now you know a little bit of the backstory for that song. Again, the same guy that wrote that song wrote this one.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
you did, you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. When you were always on my mind, you were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give
Boy, Willie Nelson, he has the raw emotional voice that goes perfect with that song, and I'm sure that's one reason it became a huge, huge international bestseller. We're going to go on now. We'll play a snippet of this song, and then I'll tell you a little bit about it. Remember this? Oh, yeah, Woolly Bully, baby. How did these songs ever made it to the top? But here we have another international song that did make it to the top. Sam the Sham is actually Domenico Samudio, born in Dallas, Texas. Better known by his stage name as Sam the Sham. He's a retired American rock and roll singer. Sam the Sham is known for his the outfit he wore, including a turban, and hauling his equipment in a 1952 Packard hearse with maroon velvet curtains. As the frontman for the Pharaohs, he sang several top 40 hits in the mid-60s, including Woolly Bully and Little Red Riding Hood. After graduating from high school, Samudio joined the Navy, where he was known as Big Sam. He lived in Panama for 6 years until his discharge back to America. He then enrolled in college studying voice, and that's hard to believe when you listen to him singing at Arlington State College, now the University of Texas at Arlington. He recalled, "I was studying classical in the daytime and playing rock and roll at night. That lasted about 2 years before I dropped out and became a carny in the circus." After leaving the music business, Sam worked in Mexico as an interpreter and a mate on a small commercial boat in the Gulf of Mexico. He also became a motivational speaker and still does an occasional appearance as Sam the Sham. Well, that's quite a story. Let's take a listen to his, well, it's not really one hit under. He had two hits or three hits. But anyways, here we go. Woolly Bully. And let's just drift into a little bit of Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good.
everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me.
Little Red Riding Hood, I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Yep, he studied classical music. Okay, that's it for Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Back in the 60s. We're going to go now. We're going to change the genre here. A little bit of, I guess, psychedelic if we're still talking in the 60s here. You probably remember this one or at least have heard of it. Incense and Peppermint, yep, the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Well, now, there's a story. It's one of these rock and roll stories that's almost hard to believe. The Strawberry Alarm Clock is a psychedelic rock band formed in 67 out of Glendale, California. They are best known for their hit single, Incense and Peppermint, classified as acid rock. And they charted 5 songs, including 2 in the top 40. And the one, Incense and Peppermint, I think became a number 2 song in the country. But anyways, the voice you're hearing is Greg Munford. He was the lead vocalist for the Strawberry Alarm Clock. But it wasn't that case because... As they went into the recording studio, he was part of another band. And the producer said, you know, I heard you singing part of that song, and I like your voice. And he didn't like the voice of the member of the Strawberry Alarm Clock that was going to sing it. So he had an hour to prepare and recorded the song with his voice. He was, and probably still is, the son of an opera singer and playing big band cordial guitar since he was about 7 years old. Now get it, he was 16 when this happened. So he'd always played a significant role in his family in his music scene. It was fabulous. It was so thrilling to hear your voice on the radio, he says. Good sense, innocence, crippling and kind. I mean, the lyrics, he said, today I can still recite them, but I have no idea what they mean. I never asked. It's just I did it. But anyways, the success of that song led to tours. But being younger than the rest of the band, Munford did not find touring particularly enjoyable. But there was one show he remembers very fondly, and I can imagine why. It was a concert stage Strawberry Alarm Clock shared with The Who. The Who fans, and we knew how they ended their act. And if you remember, they broke their guitars. Not only did we get to meet The Who, but we were backstage during My Generation. I positioned myself and grabbed Pete Townsend's guitar neck when they started smashing their instruments. Munford went on to earn a degree in music composition, music theory, musicology, and he recently performed at an event at the Arlington Historical Society. 16 years old, he was just standing at the right place at the right time. Here you go, Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fire, swaggins, blood to your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your sun.
You can do beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Let's just go on a little bit of another one. Unwind the Clock by the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's kind of a, I like it. I really do. I like it. I hear a little bit of the Doors. Light my fire here. Thank you. I guess they ended their concerts with that song. It's sort of this, what it sounds like. Unwind the Clock. Strawberry Alarm Clock. Let's listen to a snippet of our next song. Actually, that was the end of that one. Remember this one? If you don't, you might remember the song, Beauty in Disguise. That's what we're going to talk about in a little bit. But before we do that, I've got an announcement to make. And if you live in or around the Davis, California area, you are invited to Suds and Sounds. Where is that, you might say? Well, it's at Armadillo Music, 207 F Street in downtown Davis. Armadillo Music is packed with vinyl, and they have a few CDs, but it's packed with vinyl, both new and old, and a lot of cool vinyl hip people doing what they did back in the 50s and 60s, flipping through the albums. It's fun to see. But on Wednesday, April 24th, from 4 to 6 p.m., KDRT will be there with a lot of their DJs. We're hosting that. We're playing, the DJs are playing some of their favorite LPs, and they're sharing the reason why. It comes around every last Wednesday of the month. Join us at Armadillo, meet some K-Dirt friends and fans, listen to the music, and pick some vinyl to spin. Beverages are available at the Bootleg Bar. For more information, go to kdrt.org. Did you know that there's many, many shows here on KDRT? You can go to kdrt.org and take a look at our schedule and see all the different shows. On Friday evenings at 10 o'clock, 8 to 10, we have Song of Dinosaurs. Song of Dinosaurs is with the mysterious Professor A as he presents classic and psychedelic rock from the prehistoric era. Reptilian rhythms, lizard lyrics, Triassic tones, and mammoth melodies. Check out Songs of Dinosaurs on Fridays from 8 to 10 or listen to a replay. Go to kdrt.org. All righty, we're going back to what we're talking about is we're featuring a lot of one-hit wonders. Not all, but a lot of one-hit wonders. And we're talking about where are they now. Judy in Disguise is John Fred and the Playboys. They're out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, known for that one hit, Judy in Disguise. The Playboys, and John Fred and the Playboys was formed in 56 when Fred was 15. Their first charting single was March of 59, Shirley. And then later that year, he was invited on the Dick Clark Show, asking him to sing on American Bandstand. But he had to turn it down because he had to play baseball. That's a 15-year-old for you. By 67, the band was renamed John Fred and His Playboy Band to avoid confusion with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Fred and a band member co-wrote Judy in the Sky, whose name was really a play on the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky. And here's an interesting thing. This song became number one, and guess who was number one right before it? It was Hello Goodbye by the Beatles. They were on the chart for two or three weeks in history. So that is the story of John Fred. But John Fred was known, then became known as a novelty act, and he never had anything else. And I couldn't find out what happened to him except that he passed away in 2005. Here it is, Judy in Disguise. Judy in the sky, well that's what you are.
for wearing your grease lips.
Judy in Disguise, John Fred. Up next is the Popsicles and Icicles, the Mermaids. I'm going to tell you a little bit about them, and then I'll play the rest of that song, Popsicles and Icicles. It's an interesting story, but it's so common in the music industry. The Mermaids were an American one-hit wonder, all-female vocal trio composed of sisters Carol and Terry Fisher and Sally Gordon from North Hollywood. This song reached number three in 64. The Fisher Six sisters were 15 and 17 years old. Sally was 17, was a fellow student of Terry Fisher at the Grant High School in L.A. And they also sang in the choir. The Fisher's father, and here's a nice connection, was Carl Fisher, composer of such standard hits that Billie Holiday recorded as You've Changed, We'll Be Together Again, which was also sung by Frankie Lane. Their grandmother and her three sisters played the vaudeville circus act as the Locust Sister, and Sally's father, Leonard Gordon, was the assistant music librarian at Paramount Pictures. So they had a very nice background. But anyways, once the Mermaids, now get it, they're 17 years old, 16, 17 years old, got calls from every major recording company, and the mother said no. Chattahoochee record owner Ruth Contell, one of the few owners of a record company, took a chance on us, and we're going to stick with her. The Mermaid Mothers acted as the group's manager. I guess we did about two shows and the local concert here in L.A., and that was all we did. At the time, we got a statement from the record company charging us an exorbitant amount of money against royalties. Everybody else got paid. Everybody else got paid. The musicians got paid. Everybody got paid. We got nothing. Sally Gordon left for Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. After the song completed its chart run, Terry Fisher went off to college while the other Fisher girl continued her high school. And that was the end of their, at least, public music career. Let's take a listen. Popsicles and Icicles.
Popsicles, icicles, baseball.
the Fisher Girls. You never made any money from that song. Next up, I won't play a snippet of you to begin with because you know the song. This song was a huge, huge hit all over the world. Never My Love by The Association. We're going to zero in on one of those five, I think it was five, maybe six members of The Association. Terry Kirkman, born in 39, was passed away in 2023, was an American singer and songwriter best known as the vocalist for the pop group The Association and writer of several of the band's hit songs such as Cherish and Everything That Touches You. As a member of The Association, he was inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2003. Terry was born in Kansas. He had musical parents. His father performed in bands as a sax player and singer, and the mother played an organ in the church and in silent films. He first learned how to play the brass instrument as a child during that was his father. So now I'm talking back to Rod Terry. He graduated from Chino High School in 57, attended the Chaffee College as a music major. There he met Frank Zappa in college, and they performed together at local coffee houses until 61. Kirk moved to L.A. with Alexander in 63, and he founded the group called the Inner Tubes, which included, this is fascinating, the Inner Tubes included Cass Elliott from the Mamas and Papas and David Crosby. The Inner Tubes slowly grew from a small group into a 13-piece band called The Men. Kirkman left the Association at the end of 72. In the years following his departure from the Association, he completely retired from the music industry and worked in California as an addiction counselor. He lived in Montclair, California with his wife. He died of heart failure in 2023. Listen to that fabulous voice of his. Never My Love, The Association.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you. Never my love.
Never My Love, the association remembering Terry Kirkman, the voice behind that. Coming up is another song that was a radio commercial for, I believe it was Alka-Seltzer. No matter what shape your stomach is in. By the T-Bones. The T-Bones are an American Liberty Records recording group existing from 63 to 66. The studio recordings of all their albums was done by an American session musicians, the Wrecking Crew. When the T-Bones had a hit in 66 with a single called No Matter What Shape You're In, it was sort of based on a tune from that commercial. Liberty Records decided to record that tune, but they didn't have any front people except the musicians, the studio musicians. The musicians, the Wrecking Crew, were not willing to go on tour to promote the album. They were making sufficient money doing sessions in L.A., so Liberty Records created a different public T-Bones group to appear on record covers, TV, and the concert. Can you believe it? None of it was the people on the cover. You couldn't get away with it today. Lou Bedell wrote the song. He founded Doré Records. He and Mr. Newman set up a new label, and they called it Doré. The label's first hit was To Know Him Is to Love Him by the Teddy Bears, written and featuring the young Phil Spector. And also, they had a big hit with Jan and Dean. Baby Talk was theirs. And would you believe it, a young 20-year-old Herb Alpert and a 20-year-old Lou Adler were one of the early employees of Doré Records. Herb Alpert, of course, later on would found A&M Records, and Lou founded Dunhill Records. So a nice little university thing for them. Do you remember the Cornelius Brothers? I vaguely do. The Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. Treat Her Like a Lady. Well, now, there's a group for you. I think this was their only hit. The Cornelius Brother was a soul singing group from Florida. It was formed in the 70s, early 70s. The group disbanded. It was basically a family, two brothers and a sister. And the sister recorded the song, song that I'm going to play, and that is Treat Her Like a Lady. After she recorded it, she was killed in a car accident before the chart success. So that was it for the group. The group disbanded, and Carter Cornelius joined the Black Hebrew sect in Miami and adopted the name of Prince Gideon Israel. He wrote, recorded, and mixed music and videos for different people. He died of a heart attack in 91. Eddie Cornelius became a born-again Christian and became an ordained minister. And that's it for them. They never had another hit. But this song is just awesome. So many people have recorded it.
Let me take tell you, my friend, that just ain't what it do to you. Ought to treat her like the lady. The best you can do, you gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving to you all the hook and sink. You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her,
hold her,
and want her,
want her,
and make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you
her.
Know a woman
hold
is sentimental
hold
and so easy
hold
to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah,
real.
And she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange
like
as it seems. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So affectionately, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me all the hook and sink. I mean, oh, you gotta
treat her like a lady.
You
gotta treat
her
like
a lady.
The
best you can do.
You gotta
treat her like a lady. Cornelius Brother and Sister Rose. All right, next up is a song called Black and Black by Los Bravos. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this song and the players in it, but I'm going to play one of their other hits called La Moto. Well, I'll tell you about it.
Quiero una moto rigoletta que me sirva para correr. Y quiero una camiseta que tenga el número 10.
Okay, Los Bravos. The song Black is Black became a nice hit, reached number 2. In most of, let's say, the UK, Europe, and it was in the top 5 in the United States. And I'll play it right after this song. They were a Spanish beat group formed in 65 and based in Madrid. They were most known for their single Black is Black. The band was a mix of 2 pop groups, Los Sonos from Madrid and the Runaways from Mallorca. Los Bravos, and this gets me. Los Bravos lead singer, Mike Hogel, is from Germany. Oh, okay, that makes sense. His vocal styling was sometimes likened to Gene Pitney. A lot of them stayed in the music business. There isn't really an exciting story about any of these. I just thought the mix of the group was fascinating. And why not? It's a great story. Alrighty, now let's listen to their big hit, Black is Black. You ready? Here we go.
Okay, while
Well, our German, Mexican, no, German Spanish friend is singing that. I'm going to move on because we're running a little short of time. In the Year 2525 by Zager and Evans. That was a hit song for them. It spent 6 weeks as number one in the U.S. Can you believe that? Wow is right. They never, due to Denny Zager and Rick Evans, the two performers of that song, never released another charting single. In turn, they now hold a record. They effectively made them huge one-hit wonders. This occurred both in the U.S. and the U.K. singles chart. They are the only recording artist ever to have chart-topping number one songs on both sides of the Atlantic and never have another chart single from there on out. Now, Mr. Zager left that group right after this song and started making his own custom guitars, and he's just recently retired after 50 years of doing that. Can you believe it? And those guitars go for quite a bit of money. Rick Evans largely retired from public service. He died. Little is known about what he did. But anyways, that's the story for Los Bravos. All righty, we're going to go out with In the Year 2525. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Listening Lyrics. I've been your host, Peter Pasteur. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye now.
If woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6555.